It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Welcome to tonight's guest.
This former criminal defense attorney worked on more felon briefs than the prison laundry. Outnumbered co-host Emily Caballo. He's like a gay bicycle. Outspoken. The worst intro ever. Outspoken editor, chief inspector, columnist Chadwick Moore. Sorry. Her marriage vows included do not resuscitate. Fox News contributor Kat Tim. And he has more muscles than a seafood buffet. My massive sidekick and the NWA World Television Champion, Taurus.
You can't go asunder in the land down under. Yep, in Australia, even Crocodile Dundee is a prisoner in his own country. Australia, the birthplace of crime, Emily. More than half of the country's 25 million people are in lockdown and therefore unable to wrestle alligators. Because I already said crocodiles. I don't even think they have alligators in Australia.
No, they don't.
I apologize. The Sydney lockdown is in its 9th week, which would normally prove that lockdowns don't work. But army personnel has been deployed and fines for breaking certain rules are up to nearly $4,000, which is more than America pays people not to work. And there's at least one COVID patient on the run. This is amazing. Check out this report from Sydney's 9 News.
Anthony Karam knows he's COVID positive when he steps into this public lift, already breaking so many rules, he doesn't bother to cover his mouth as he sneezes and splutters. The 27-year-old is still infectious, but has gone missing from his Wentworth Point apartment. A warrant now issued for his arrest.
This 27-year-old chap, who apparently has expressed the view that he doesn't care less whether he spreads the virus, is one example of the worst of the worst.
It's like Australia's most snotty. It is amazing. So that dude is the worst of the worst. Should he stay home? Of course. But after 9 weeks of lockdown, people are going to be fed up. Not everyone has a sweet basement like Chris Cuomo. Here's more from that same report.
There's little sympathy for anyone ignoring the health orders, even this group of teenagers caught partying after dark at the bottom of the North Bondi Cliffs. The 8 boys were placed in handcuffs and left to explain a $1,000 fine to mum.
That's amazing. Scary stuff. And we really don't have any idea when this is going to end. Then again, if you ask Dr. Flip-Flop, maybe it's not as far off as we thought.
You said if the majority of Americans get vaccinated, quote, we could start to really get some good control over this as we get back into the fall of 2022, right, a year from now. Is that the best case scenario? And what does control look like?
No. Anderson, I have to apologize. When I listened to the tape, I meant to say the spring of 2022. Ugh. I didn't mean the fall. I misspoke. My bad.
For now, anyway. So who knows when it will all end? Surely not the guy who's supposed to tell us when it will end. He's been wrong so much, you'd think he planned Afghanistan. His opinions age like a bag salad. I still think that's a good line. I don't care what you people think. I guess all we can do is hope for the best. Thank God the best and the brightest are on the case.
So you're visiting from Australia?
Yeah, that's right. I'm here on vacation with my wife and we had some belongings stolen.
Your wife? So you weren't social distancing?
Well, no, we're both vaccinated.
How many times?
Guys, no, I'm here to report a crime.
Yeah, a crime. I'll tell you what's a crime. Your country, that's why you're locked down. We watch CNN. We know all you Australians have COVID. You know Liam Hemsworth? He's a big fan.
No, we don't all know each other in Australia.
Now keep talking like that, you're gonna end up living in a penal colony.
Tyrus.
Joe Mackey, damn, man. I could just sit and watch him. I could stick him in an aquarium and just watch him.
You might do that.
I possibly could do that.
He might let you. You could feed him mice.
But he wouldn't ask to get out.
No, no,
he would just
keep
politely
apologizing.
Yeah, he's like, oh, hey, I'm sorry, I wanted to get out, but gee, oh, I don't know. You know, like, I love you. Phenomenal. What was your question?
My question is, okay, so when you're listening to that local news report, they are acting like this person is an escaped maniac from an asylum. It's crazy.
You know, when you watch news from different cultures.
Yeah, that's true.
Because they come off extremely smug.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, mum just got $1,000 fine. Look at him. He didn't even cover his nose. The guy's having problems. He's still trying to fix his hair.
Yes.
Did you not see that?
Yeah.
He was literally, his entire hair is bald spot, and he's trying to fix one side as if that's going to clean it up. The guy has problems, and he's missing.
Yeah.
Ballpark guess, saw the news report and went and found a saltwater croc. I mean, he's literally, he's the worst human being in the world.
Yeah.
Pedophile, murderers, etc. Like, yeah, look at that guy. He needs to go. Like, I mean, only in Australia.
He was wearing a bathrobe outside of the house.
Who hasn't?
I was told, my husband says I can't do that.
So, you know what? Give it time. In a few months, you'll be walking to the store with one slipper. One
oh, I've done that.
Yes.
Hair rollers.
Yeah, hair rollers.
God, like Howard Hughes the later years.
Yes, exactly. Kleenex boxes on your feet. So, Kat, if 10 years from now we're going to look back at that, will we look at that as something hilariously delusional, like some kind of hysterical moment that we found ourselves in? Or is this like the way it's going to be?
I don't feel like there's enough universal pushback towards that. I mean, it was absurd. Like, the teens were outside.
Yes.
You know? They were outside. And, you know, I'd love to go to Australia and party with teens. And now I can't. And I get concerned because I wouldn't be surprised to see that kind of stuff happen here. I mean, for us, it was just public shaming.
Yeah.
It wasn't actual, you know, like, fines if you're out of your house. But, like, the shaming of, you know, someone takes a, oh, look, their mask was under their nose. Or this person. It's like, people love that.
Yes.
They love to shame other people.
It feels so good.
But that doesn't make you a better person because you're sitting at home by yourself.
Yeah. But, you, I mean, Chadwick, that footage, it's when I see that, I'm just in disbelief that we are at a place where they are actually doing a news segment on some guy who is out without a mask on.
It's an episode of Black Mirror.
Yes.
Like, that is a shit from Black Mirror.
Exactly.
And it's already here. I mean,
Twilight Zone.
Yeah. And that's coming here. I mean, we already have CNN door-stopping old women because they shared, like, a fake news article on Facebook or whatever. Yeah. It's coming here. It's disgusting. But we know where he wasn't headed. He wasn't headed to a BLM rally.
No.
He wasn't headed to a Pelosi fundraiser.
Right.
Yeah. You know where that...
Yeah, he wasn't going to Obama's birthday.
He wasn't going to Obama's birthday. Yeah, we can be sure of all that.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, Emily. And they're having these major demonstrations. They're having violence and arrests in Australia. Because Australia, I always thought Australia was like, that's a rough country. I was there once. All they do is drink Fosters and they play tag with the kangaroos.
Fosters. Yeah. I used to think the same, that Australia was, like, totally badass. And now I feel like Australia's insane. Our whole country should be like, hold my beer. If they say the most concerning guy is that guy, what about the guy we talked about last week or whatever that beheaded his wife at a traffic stop?
Right,
The fact that these guys...
But he was wearing a mask.
Yeah, they tested negative. Yeah. There you go. So it's okay.
And gloves.
Literally, that group arrest of all of those teens, that looked like Waco. And all they were doing were, like, sitting outside drinking. My favorite part was the one cop who was putting the handcuffs on the teen and had his mask below his nose. Mm. Like, that summed up the entire thing. These guys shot a bunch of rescue dogs in a city that had 7 COVID cases.
Right.
Because of shelter employees where there were 1 COVID case in their town. Like, I don't understand where, to your point, the universal outcry is, because this island, like the size of a planet, is doing some horrible things. And I don't know what the ramifications are going to be in the long term.
I mean, there's some dark stuff going on that pediatric patients not being flown to other areas because of a crackdown and they lose their lives, babies. I mean, this is like stuff that, like, I don't even want to put in the show because it's like, it's so depressing. But the risk benefit logic is thrown out the window. It's scary. It's sad. All right.
Stay right there. We'll be right back after this. The Will Cain Show is now dropping 5 episodes a week. Join Fox and Friends weekend host Will Cain as he tackles the latest headlines from his unique perspective, along with thought-provoking interviews with leading figures and live calls from viewers and listeners. Listen wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
If Biden's ratings appear so dour, Dems fear they may lose their power. Yeah, Democrats are apprehensive that Biden's damage will be extensive. The New York Times interviewed more than 40 Democrats, lawmakers, strategists, otherwise known as stupid jerk faces. Hey, I'm an objective journalist. And they found that, quote, many of the president's allies fear he will lose the confidence of the moderate swing voters, perverts. The Afghanistan mess and COVID may have Biden sliding down more polls than a greased up stripper. Shout out to Hunter. Democrats with dampened election prospects are acting like that horse in The Godfather. They need a head. An anonymous Democratic politician admitted that someone Biden to can national security advisor Jake Sullivan to change the narrative. Because that's all they care about, the narrative, the politics. It's never really about people. So why not fire someone instead of trying to solve the problems that your party created? That's just too much work. You know, a wise woman once said, politics is the art of preventing people from taking part in affairs which properly concern them. And those who don't should be murdered. Do you know who that wise woman was?
Cersei? Was it me? Whatever.
Just thought I'd throw the camera on you. Handled it very well. It seems to me, Emily, that Democrats only do things if it affects them politically as opposed to affecting people's lives. So it's about like, will this, like even the vaccines, they were like, don't take the vaccines because that'll help Trump. And then Trump's gone. Take the vaccines.
And I think with all of this is illustrating, it's not just about optics, it's about perceived optics, which is even worse because here they're totally in the wrong. Mm-hmm. So, of course, Democrats should be worried and concerned. Where is their outrage? Where is any type of emphatic statements on par with, say, their rage at law enforcement
right.
6 months ago or a year ago, or parents who dare to weigh in on their children's education, or even metal detectors in Congress, mm-hmm. all of those party leaders were so loud and so outraged about. And Kamala especially, I know we touched on her in the first block, but her silence right now, her Christmas comments, mm-hmm. when everything in her career has been built on lifting up other women, she says, and saying the status of women is the status of democracy. Just in June, telling a gender equality summit that is the new tone of the world, and we will fight alongside of all of you women who don't have your freedoms. Where is she in Afghanistan?
Right.
Where is she doing anything other than what she thinks her voters want, which is talking about
Yeah, where's the, where's the Kamala from the debate that called Joe Biden a racist?
Exactly.
Because she would be doing that now. Like, why aren't you helping all of these brown women? She would be saying, as a woman of color, but now she's not doing that. By the way, I love the phrase perceived optics.
Thanks.
Because there's no other way. I mean, they are perceived.
Oh.
Because they're optics.
I don't know.
Emily, subtract 5 points for your total score.
A for effort?
B minus. Kat. Isn't it a perfect time for a lot of Democrats to lose their jobs anyway?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're mailing it in today.
I really... I was going to say more stuff.
Okay, go for it.
Yeah. I think about all the people who were celebrating in the street as soon as the election was called for Biden, so excited... without knowing how it was going to go.
Right.
It's not going great. You know? So, like, I had to keep reminding myself a few days before my wedding. Like, I was very excited to get married. But I also remember all those documentaries I saw where the wives of murderers are like, after we got married, things changed.
Yes.
So far, so good.
Yes. Yeah.
But.
Yeah. Have the authorities found him yet?
No.
He went hiking again.
He won't let me go in that one closet, but I'm sure there's just a present in there.
There is the present. Tyrus. Thoughts?
Yeah, a lot. But I'll stick to this. Here's the thing. What's hilarious to me, I'll just be the guy. I'll be the adult. I'm going to tell you guys, Democrats. It's not Joe Biden, it's you. You did this. You defunded the police. You take away people's jobs for something they did when they were 13.
Yeah.
You hand out free money instead of solutions. You take away jobs. You do all these things. And the only way you even got in the White House is because you needed Joe Biden. You didn't want an old white man. He was done. You didn't want any of the Obama administration. But that was the only thing that America looked for. Like, hey, maybe this can help us through this tough time. And it's once the deal was done, the progressives, and I talked about this a million times, they wanted to take over. Yep. They wanted to do the thing. So, of course, they're going to blame it all on Joe.
You're right. They should be thanking him. Because he was the only one that was going to beat Trump. The other ones were not.
They didn't have a shot.
They needed the nice guy.
Yeah, and then they got the nice guy, and they said, here's our plan. He's like, no, he probably couldn't have read it anyway, but he was literally like, yeah, I'm not, what? I'm not doing this. And so now it's all his fault.
Mm. Chadwick, do you care to make any predictions? It's too soon, I imagine, for 2022.
It might be too soon. Yeah. Well, I mean, they're going to bring back COVID, obviously.
Right.
Fauci was saying, you know, I think he leaked the confidential information that it's, we're going to say spring, and then of course goes into the fall. He wasn't supposed to say that part out loud.
That's right.
But now we have the iconic image from this administration, and it's Joe Biden's hunched over, wrinkly backside, walking away twice now.
Right.
Like, that is the image.
Yeah.
That's the mission accomplished, George W. Bush on the aircraft carrier.
Yeah.
And we've got that now. So it's not good.
Yeah, he's always walking away like he just peed on a tree.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to zip it all up. Looking around to see if anybody saw you. Back into my car. Driving down to Florida. I like to drive to Florida.
I don't know where I am. We're out of time. Thanks to Emily Campagno, Chadwick Moore, Cat Tip, Tyrus, our studio audience. You're awesome. That's right, Gutfeld, that I love you, America.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. In these ever-changing times, you can rely on Fox News for hourly updates for the very latest news and information on your time. Listen and download now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.